Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
ChatGPT just announced that its free tier users and Go tier users are going to be receiving ads. So they're going to be targeted to the topic of discussion that the chat you have going. And some people are worried about this ruining ChatGPT entirely and AI. Others are looking at it as a opportunity to make money for their business. So today we're going to break that down and talk about what we think is going to happen with this. Before we do, Jayden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, every single week, Jamie and I post a bonus piece of content in our school community on how we are growing and scaling our business with AI. The craziest thing Jamie and I are super excited about that we're doing right now is we're creating an entire course about vibe coding, how we're able, neither of us are developers. I've never written any code in my life other than like maybe putting some HTML tags on like a WordPress website because I was trying to like custom edit it. But I am not a developer in any way, shape, or form. I've done marketing my whole life. And in the last 9 days, I have completely created a software, which is a clone of Spotify for Creators, podcaststudio.com. And it's a new project that I am working on to help me with a lot of my podcasting. Basically, every feature I wished every podcasting platform I've ever used had, I've been able to add it here, including things like audio enhancers, AI-generated titles and descriptions, transcripts, timestamps for my episodes. There's like so many features that no platforms have, and I built them all into this for myself. It's amazing. I'll probably turn it into a product where other people can use in the future. In the meantime, Jamie and I are creating an entire course on how you, if you are not a developer, can create full software products, including payments, Lovable, which is one of the main tools we're using, but there's other ones as well, helps with setting up backends and logins and does everything. You do not need to know anything about coding to create a full platform. If you want to check out our course that we're building on that, go check out the school community. It's $19 a month. You get access to all of those videos and over 60 other videos we've created on growing and scaling your business with AI. We'd love to have you in the group. Go check that out. Okay, let's talk about what's going on with ChatGPT. I am actually so excited about this. Jamie was right that if you search for ChatGPT ads over on X, you can see a lot of people that are very upset. Dude, there was a post that came out from OpenAI. They said, in the coming weeks, we plan to start testing ads in ChatGPT, free and Go tiers. What's interesting to me about this, Jamie, is like free tier, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Anyone that's complaining about using ChatGPT for free and getting ads, like that's life, right? Like if you're on the free thing, you're going to get ads. What's interesting to me is that they have a new Go tier, which is $8 a month. And maybe you get like a little bit more access, but you're also going to still get ads. So I don't know about you, but if I was paying $8 a month, I think that's the one thing I'd be annoyed by is getting ads at paying $8 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I didn't know they had this Go plan. I've been on the $20 a month tier now for who knows how long. And I get, you'd have some frustration. Maybe there's going to be less ads on the Go tier. I don't really know exactly what you're getting for the $8 a month, do you?
The $8 a month, I think you just get more access, basically.
Okay.
So like right now, the free tier, you don't get the best models. You don't get to generate like a lot of images. So I think you get like a little image generation. You get access to the top models, all that kind of stuff.
Gotcha. Well, you know, either way, I don't think people should be too torn up about this. It basically says that when it is going to serve up an ad, it's going to have it down at the bottom of your chat. So it's going to give you it's going to maintain answer independence, it says, yet the ad will be clearly marked down below. So it's not like it's going to bake your, a product or service into the answer. It's going to just put it down in its own separate thing below. So to me, that's not so offensive. I don't think the integrity of ChatGPT is going to be compromised by this. Do you?
Yeah, that's true. That was the big criticism. If you're watching on YouTube, I have pulled up on the screen like a picture of what this will actually look like. And if you're not, there's a link in the show notes where you can click on the YouTube video. But in any case, we'll describe it for all of our Apple podcast listeners. It is essentially a ChatGPT feed. And at the bottom, there's like a line at the bottom of your conversation. And then there's like Harvest Groceries sponsored. And it's like, check out this hot sauce. And there's like a little carousel you can swipe through of like hot sauce products. What I will say is, like, in their screenshot that they've shared, the sponsored section takes up about 40% of the page. Like, I'm not going to lie. Well, you know what? I guess there's a little chat comment thing at the bottom. So let's say 30% of the page is filled up by this ad section. It's not like a small little, like a little link at the bottom. Like, there's like a title there. It says sponsored. There's a little description. And then there's like a full product slider. So, I mean, I feel like if it was, if this was for someone that's paying for it, this would be quite annoying. If you're a free user, again, you get what you get. And I would say you probably can't complain about it. Now, the good news is if you're paying $20 a month, you're going to be ad-free. If you're on the business tier, the education tier, the enterprise tier, like all of the other tiers that you pay for, those, you're not going to get this. So it's not that big of a deal. So in any case, there's all of the complaining about getting ads out of the way. I think this is an absolutely incredible opportunity. So I want to read a tweet that I saw by Daniel Priestley, who had a great breakdown on this. And then I want to give my thoughts on this and hear what you think, Jamie. This is what he said. He said, ChatGPT is experimenting with advertising in the free subscription. I'm old enough to remember when Google started running ads, and for a few years, you could get warm leads for pennies. I also remember when Facebook launched ads and they had so many eyeballs and so few advertisers that it cost nothing to get clients for the first few years. Corporate advertisers don't move fast on new things. They take 6 months to plan and 6 months to test before they go in heavy. Right now, ChatGPT has almost a billion users a week. If they start running ads, they will have a lot of eyeballs and not so many advertisers until corporate comes in. There will be a window of opportunity to win customers very cheaply if you jump on it. I wish I'd been more bullish on Google and Facebook when they launched ads. I didn't recognize how unique the moment was, and I also didn't realize how fleeting it would be. When ChatGPT launches ads, I'm going to seize the day, and I'd encourage you to be ready to do the same. Jamie, thoughts?
Absolutely. That's exactly where, when I heard this news, I was like, when the first day it comes out, the first day they release ads, I'm going to start buying them because they're going to be the cheapest they are ever at the beginning. So if you want to compete or get ahead of the market, you want to run ads as soon as possible because they're going to get more and more expensive as more and more people find out, hey, you know, you should run ChatGPT ads. And then eventually, yeah, big corporations are going to jump in there and run their ads, and you're going to be competing with them. They have a lot higher ad spend than you do. So I think it's a great opportunity. I'm going to be keeping my eye open for the first opening day to start running ads for my realtor business. But
100%. So I will say for my, where I've seen this is when I was growing up, my dad was one of the first people to jump on Google ads where we live in Canada. He had a travel agency. And he turned his local travel agency business in Victoria into a national travel agency business by doing Google ads. He just made one of the first websites and he just ran Google ads. And I think the call to action back then was mostly like, give us a phone call. It was like, call us to book your trip, basically. And for 2 years in a row after Google ads launched, he went from just having like a regular business to 2 years in a row, he was one of the top 100 fastest growing companies in Canada.
Wow.
Exclusively from Google ads. And in that short amount of time, was able to do a lot of amazing things. So it, to me, it was an interesting lesson on like when there's a big opportunity in business and advertising, the people that take it and like scale it, like he scaled it nationwide. He put ads on every single city and every single variation. I think he was spending over $300,000 a year on ads. And I mean, coming from like a local business, that was like a lot of money, but ROI was really good on it. He was able to pay off like his house and do all these amazing things. His business grew a ton. So for me, when I see this, I'm excited and hopefully we'll jump in at the same speed on my businesses with ChatGPT ads. Crossing my fingers, but I think this is going to be an amazing opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, but something else you should keep in mind is that organic ranking is still going to be a thing even with ChatGPT. There's signals you can send to ChatGPT to rank organically for your business, and that is an even more powerful strategy long term.
Yes.
So you want to be thinking about those things. If you want to learn more about that, again, check out our school community. Jaden and I are doing deep dives on this right now. We are both developing different ads, lead magnets, websites, all with the goal of ranking on ChatGPT. And other AI search engines. So
yeah, that interests you. Big shout out to Jamie because he recently used an AI tool to help his website rank above. He has a Realtor website rank above Bigger Pockets. He literally used an AI tool and told it to to help him with SEO and to do a certain thing. And it is now making him rank. And like, how long did that take to get those results? You're ranking on Google, right? Like, how long did that take?
2 days. That's it.
Two days.
My business isn't even officially verified on Google yet. Like, for the business profile. Yeah, it still is ranking because of the SEO stuff. So crazy.
That is amazing. So there's a lot of opportunity here, guys. And I think Jamie brings up a great point. I'm like all bullish on ads because I'm just, you know, I'm like excited for it and I've seen it in the past. But like for the long-term play, you know, SEO is the big thing. We need to start focusing on how you rank inside of the search engines, inside of the AI models, and using the AI models to rank inside of the search engines. The combination is going to be incredible. So if you want to get access to a lot of insider info on how to actually do that, check out the school community. We talk about that. We have courses on it, and we would love to have you as a member. Otherwise, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. We hope you guys all have a fantastic rest of your day, and we will see you in the next episode.